Turn with me to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. Let me read this passage of Scripture out of Matthew, and then we'll look at Jonah. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 48, it says, "Certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he answered and said unto them," now you know we need to really listen to this right here. There's so much today. People are, you know, they want to see signs and wonders and miracles and this, that, and the other. He says, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas." Jonah. "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." If our Lord said that no sign is going to be given but that sign of the prophet Jonas, Jonah, it's not going to be another sign, it's going to be it. Whatever took place, whatever happened, whatever the Spirit of God put upon that prophet, that man, whatever happened, we ought to take a look at it. No other sign's going to be given. It's going to be it right here. Well, let's look at the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai." The word of God, Scripture says of itself that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Whatever this man wrote down, as every man that the Spirit of God moved upon, that word from the very heart of Almighty God, that's God's word, the word of the Lord, God breathed, and it's profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Whatever God had to say through this man is for every person. It's to be heard. It's to be adhered to. Now, man by nature is not going to hear it. He refuses to hear it. That does not make it not so. The word of this prophecy, penned by a man just like any man, any woman here this morning, like passion. But this man is a picture of all those that Almighty God is going to show mercy to. Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. Sovereign word. And it was clear. It wasn't foggy. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. And this is what he said. "I want you to rise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Jonah knew just exactly what God said. He knew it. It was an urgent word, and delay increases the difficulty. A Arise, I want you to go to Nineveh, preach to them. The Lord said in Matthew, scripture we just read, He said in that day, the men of Nineveh are going to rise up in judgment against an evil and adulterous generation. They heard it, they repented of it. At that time, there was at least an outward repentance of it. He said they're going to rise up in judgment. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. I'm going to tell you, those of you this morning that truly in heart have heard God's word, heard it, you know it, you hear it, you love it, you're blessed. Blessed people who have heard it and love it, look forward to it, long after it. Blessed are they that hear that word, the word of the Lord. All of this stuff that we're looking at is going to burn up. The word of the Lord endureth forever. The word of God, blessed by the Spirit of God and the power of God, quickens a man's heart. Brother Scott just said, men are willing in the day of God's power. Folks that hear the gospel of God's free grace, they said, you think that God just makes people robots. They just, you know, they have no free will. Well, what it is, man dead. Almighty God gives a man a heart, a woman a heart, willing. Men, women come to Christ because they want to. They want to. Let me ask you this, you that know Him, do you want to? You long after Him? Or are you doing something that you just don't care to do? No, willingly. Almighty God sent His Word, sent this Word. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's about four or five absolutely clear pictures in this first chapter. I don't really know how far I'll get this morning because I'd like to preach through Jonah. But I'm going to tell you something. There's four or five completely clear pictures. I'm sure there's much that I don't see. But I can tell you the first thing that I see, Jonah is a picture of every man and woman by nature, born in Adam. The Scripture says that Almighty God's Word came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, and He said, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before Me. But, verse 3, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. No matter what you say, I can tell you this for a fact. At this point right here, Jonah is a clear picture of man by nature. Man by nature is going to flee against God, away from God. He will not. I will not have that man rule over me. I'm just not going to do it. This word came to this man. Now, I know that Jonah is a prophet. Why he fled? I read all kinds of explanations, all kinds of commentaries on why he did this, why he did that. He didn't go because this. I'll tell you why he did what he did. Because this man's a sinner. And man by nature resists God. That's just his nature. Man by nature is not going to bow to Almighty God. Just not going to do it. This word came to this man. This word came to him distinctly, this morning, distinctly, without question. All men are commanded to repent. Unless you repent, let me tell you this, you will perish. Unless a man is brought by God's grace to behold the Lord Jesus Christ and bow to Him as Lord, you will perish. You will perish. Why do you flee? Why does a woman flee from God? I'll tell you what, because he wants to. I don't want to come to him. I don't want to. Man by nature says this, I will perish before I'll bow to him. He rose up to flee from the Lord. This word, as I said a moment ago, came with specific instructions. Arise. Move. Come. The Lord said, even of Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, I'd have taken you to myself. You wouldn't come. You wouldn't come. I want you to go, the Lord said, go to Nineveh and cry against them. Their wickedness has come up before me. This morning, the wickedness of all men is before Almighty God. Jonah reveals the nature of every man born in Adam. Go to that city, Jonah said, I will not. He rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Here's man. Here he is. He's fleeing from God by nature. Scripture says that he decided that he'd go down and buy him a ticket. God told him, I want you to go to Nineveh. Jonah, by nature, says, I'm not going to Nineveh. Almighty God commands men, come to Christ. All come to Christ. Let me ask you this. Is anyone excluded? That's another. You know, that's another word that men say. They say, you believe the gospel of free grace. They said, you just want to just exclude people. Let me ask you something. Is there anyone excluded? Who's excluded? Why? Man excludes himself. Man by nature. Is a man going to blame God? Is he going to blame God? Said, your fault. The reason I wouldn't come is because you didn't cause me to come. Man doesn't come because he doesn't want to come. Don't blame God. You resist the Lord, you resist Him because you want to. You're doing just exactly what you want to do. Go to Nineveh. No, I'm not going to Nineveh. He rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, found a ship. Man's going to find him a ship. Here's man's nature. I'm going to find me a ship. I'm going to find me a ship of religion. I'm going to find me a ship of morality. I'm going to find me a ship of good works, and I'm going to flee from God. That's what he's doing, Mitch, by nature. And he found this ship, paid the fare thereof. That's what man says. I'll pay my own way, thank you. No, God doesn't have to do anything for me. I have a free will. I can do whatever I want to do. Jonah paid the fare thereof. The Scripture says he went down into it to go with them. He went with them. There's always a them. And he went with them unto Tarshish. But this is the bottom line. It was from the presence of the Lord. Almighty God is by nature resisted. Found him a ship. This looks good to me. How much does it cost? I can pay that. I can pay my own way. I can provide for myself. Thank you. I'm in agreement with death. Hell and breath. I'm in agreement. I've done what I need to do. I've settled this thing, made my profession of faith. 9 years old, 12 years old, 14. I was baptized. Once saved, always saved. I'm fine. I'm okay. Don't worry about it. Man can pay his own way, he thinks. Boy, but look at the progress of disobedience. Rose up to flee. Went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish in opposition to Almighty God, paid his own fare, and went with them. There's man by nature. That's what he is. And that's all you are and I am, by nature. Resistors against God. I want you to look secondly, and here's the second thing I saw. Here's a picture of sovereign Almighty God, who will not leave those that He has everlastingly loved to themselves. What's Jonah doing? By nature, what's he doing? He's resisting God, fleeing from God. But verse 4 says, but the Lord. Oh, but God. But God. God who is rich in mercy, almighty, powerful. God's people are going to have to be willing in the day of His power. Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like, the Scripture says, to be broken. God is merciful to send His word. The Lord sent out a great wind. You know, the Spirit of God, the Scripture says, like mighty wind. That's what the Lord told Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Spirit of God, like the wind, it blows sovereignly, whithersoever He will. This man was going to flee, but God. God Almighty, merciful to preserve His elect. God who is rich in mercy. Though Jonah had disobeyed God, the Lord sent out this great wind into the sea. A picture of His Holy Spirit. Not by chance. God had purposed He was not going to leave Jonah to himself. God's Spirit, sovereign, blows. Here's the hope of this sinner. This man's fleeing from God. And this is exactly what happened to every one of God's elect. When it pleased God, you had bought your own ticket too. You were doing just fine. You probably in church. I'm okay. I'm fine. I've already made my profession. I'm doing well. I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm just as sure as I'm already there. I'm there. I'm there. But God, who purposed to not leave you to yourself, when it pleased God, God sent a mighty wind. God sent a preacher of the gospel of God's free grace, one that set forth the Lord Jesus Christ and preached to you. And this mighty wind, God caused it to blow. And He created life, new creature, born again, new man, new mind, new heart. And Almighty God blew, the Lord sent a great wind, not just a wind, a great wind, into the very place where Jonah was. The Lord says, I change not. If God Almighty had purposed to be merciful to this man right here, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, you cheaters, you supplanters, you liars, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's the only reason. Here's the hope. Could Jonah forever flee from the presence of the Lord if God had purposed to call him to Himself? Who hath resisted His will? We set forth, as the Scripture sets forth, irresistible grace. When Almighty God has purposed to save one of His own, He shall bring you. My sheep shall hear My voice, and they will come. They will come to Me. They will come to Me. Aren't you glad? Men and women that hear that message by nature, they say, I don't like that. That's just... You're putting me down in the dirt. A believer says, thank you that you brought me down. Thank you that you didn't leave me to myself. Thank you, Lord, that you wouldn't allow me to go in rebellion and think myself be something when I was nothing. Oh, the ship of Jonah's rebellion, that ship of disobedience, that vessel of his self-confidence, Almighty God was not going to allow him to stay there. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest into the sea so that the ship was like to be broken. If you look where that says that there, the ship was like to be broken, right there in the middle, if you happen to have a Cambridge Bible, I can tell you that in the, it says, where it says like to be broken in Hebrew, this is the way that scripture is interpreted. Where it says the ship was like to be broken, the ship itself thought to be broken. You know, the Lord, remember when He spoke to the wind? It was tempestuous. And He said, be still. You be still. Settle down. And the apostle says, who is this that even the winds, the elements, obey Him? Everything in creation, Almighty God created, and it is obedient. The heart of man, that's desperately wicked. It's deceitful above all things. The Scripture says that the winds of the earth obey, the stars obey, everything. The ship like to be broken. God would in mercy reveal His everlasting counsel to do good to the object of His mercy. Well, one would say, doesn't Jonah deserve to perish in himself? Yes. Let me ask you this. In yourself, do you? Do I? In myself, was this man doing anything that you haven't done or I haven't done? Has he? Almighty God going to show mercy. But why would God preserve that man right there? Why would God preserve him? One reason. For the sake of His Son. That man right there was an object of His mercy. And God said, I'm not going to leave you. Here's the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. The honor of Almighty God. I will not allow you to perish. If God set His affection on this man, if Almighty God has everlastingly loved him, if the Lord Jesus Christ shed His blood, do you think that God's going to let one sinner perish for whom Christ shed His blood? Absolutely not. No way. The blood, the precious blood that He shed, Christ will not have one drop of that blood shed in vain. Men say, well, He died to make salvation possible for all men. It's what Brother Scott just dealt with. Did God make salvation possible, or did He actually procure? Did He actually redeem His people? All that the Father has given Him, Christ is going to redeem. He shall save His people. That's why God's not going to leave Jonah and all like him to themselves. God Almighty viewed Jonah in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He sent out this mighty wind, a picture of His Spirit, redeeming grace, irresistible grace. Jonah in himself, a spiritual criminal against God. The Lord Jesus Christ was made to be sin. Paid His debt, suffered in His place. Then the mariners, verse 5, were afraid. And every man cried every man unto his God and cast his wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it. But Jonah was gone down in the sides of the ship. He was laying. He was fast asleep. This mighty wind came up. One of the accounts that I read said that at this mighty wind, it was just exactly where that ship was. Other ships in the area were just sailing, you know, uninhibited. I don't know. But I can tell you this, wherever that ship was, that's where it was. That's where the problems were. That's where the sea was tempestuous. And these mariners began to cry unto their gods. And after they cried unto their gods, they started throwing stuff overboard, you know, to lighten the load. Gonna have to keep this ship afloat. You know, this ship of religion, this ship of rebellion, whatever it's gonna take for me to keep this ship up, that's what I'm gonna have to do. I'm gonna have to reform a little bit. Man starts seeing, you see, gets in a little trouble. Well, I know what I'll do. I'll get this thing fixed up. I'm having some problems right here. Man's going to find a God to pray to when he's in trouble. And if that don't work, he'll reform. He'll quit drinking and smoking and cussing and dancing. Here's a picture. That's man. That's the way man does it. I'll straighten up. But Jonah shows again, this is man's actual nature. Jonah was going down into the sides of the ship. He was fast asleep. There we see man. That's the way he really is. He's asleep. Just completely oblivious. Last night, I was kind of tired last night. We've had the last couple of days. We've had family in and had a wonderful time. Boy, by the time last night was over, I was tired. I went to bed and I don't remember anything. I was dead to the world. Slept like a log. Didn't hear anything, see anything, know anything. Jonah's down the side of that ship. That's man. That's man. Jonah's a picture of man by nature. Almighty God has purposed. He's not going to leave his own to themselves. Here's the next picture. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ being revealed to his own. So the shipmaster, verse 6, came to him, said to him, "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that the Lord, that God will think upon us, that we perish not." When God is pleased to call his own to himself, he's going to come to that man. It says the shipmaster came to him. Shipmaster, a picture of God's Spirit. The shipmaster came to Jonah and he revealed Jonah's condition. "What meanest thou, O sleeper?" You're asleep. You're oblivious. You know not what's going on. And here's what he says to him. "Call upon thy God." The Scripture says, "All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Arise, O sleeper. Call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us and that we perish not. They said, verse 7, every one to his fellow, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou, and what is thy country, and of what people art thou?" They cast lots. We've got a problem here. Let's find out what's going on here. They cast lots. Proverbs 16:33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is the Lord." The Lord is going to reveal. He's going to reveal sin. That's the first thing he's going to do. Let's find out what's happening here. And he's going to cause his people to confess him. Here's Jonah. Boy, I tell you, when I read that scripture in Matthew, it says, "No sign shall be given," and I began to read this first chapter, boy, I thought, there's no sign that's greater. I mean, this is the whole man's condition, effectual call, irresistible grace. Here's a picture of irresistible grace right here. Here's it. Tell us, verse 8, We pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What's thy country? What people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. God's people, they're going to confess him. He said, I'm a Hebrew, one of God's elect, one of God's promised. I fear the Lord. I reverence the God of eternal covenant. I fear the Lord. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's a revelation. Almighty God, I'm guilty. I've sinned against God. I've sinned against Him. That's what God's people will say. I've sinned against Him. I need mercy from Him. The men were exceedingly afraid, and they said unto him, why hast thou done this? You know, I read over that question time and time and time again. Why have you done this? Why have you done this? Why would a man rebel against God? Why would he? Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he told them. Well, I can tell you this for a fact. A man might justify say this before he revealed himself to me. I didn't know him. I was a rebel. I was ignorant. But let me ask you a question right now. Why do we resist him even now? And he said, well, I'm a sinner. That's so. But you think of the light that we have right now. There's no way I can justify it. I'm not trying to justify it. I ask myself that. Those things I know now, why do you do that? Why? All I can do is hang my head. I'm guilty. Why do you resist it? Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? What's your occupation? What do you do? I tell you, that'd be the most, well, not would be, that is. Somebody asked me, you know, what do you do, Marvin? What do you do for a living? Well, not for a living, you know what I mean. What do you do? Oh, my. What's your occupation? Oh, the question to every act of disobedience. Why have you done this? Do we not hate? Does a believer not hate to disobey? He does. Is this world better? Service of this world, is it better than the service of Christ? Why have you done this? Verse 11. I'm going to tell you this right here as I finish up. What a beautiful picture. Starting in verse 11. You've seen a picture of man by nature. We see man resisting Almighty God. We see a picture of Almighty God purposed and not going to leave a man to himself. If God's chosen him, loved him. He's going to call him. Sent the Spirit of God. Picture that shipmaster comes down right there. Oh, sleeper. Rise. Call upon thy God. What happened? Jonah got up and he was honest. That's the first time he's honest about it. I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord. There's a picture. God called him out of darkness into his marvelous light. Man gets honest with God. Why have you done this? What does he need? What does man by nature, what's the need of every man? Verse 11, they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wroth and tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, and so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. What shall we do? What's the required sacrifice? That sea was raging, tempestuous. That ship was like to be broken. That ship was just about gone, going down. Just appeared as though that any minute it was sunk. That raging sea was a picture, a testimony of God's anger. The sailors, they knew something. They knew that God is going to have to be satisfied. That man, by nature, has got a conscience. He knows something. He doesn't know God's salvation, but he knows something. Just like I was talking about those Mayan priests down there in Mexico, sacrificing the maidens, you know. The gods are angry. We're going to have to throw somebody in the volcano, or somebody's going to have to be sacrificed. What shall we do to you? Lot fell on you, Jonah. Obviously, you're guilty. What shall we do to you? You said, you just told us, you told us that all this was going on because of you. What are we going to do? Here we see a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, our substitute. Jonah, here is a picture of Christ, the propitiation. That means the satisfaction. The sea is a picture of God's wrath. The sea was wroth and tempestuous. Jonah is a picture here of the Lord Jesus Christ. What shall we do that the sea may be calm unto us? Jonah said, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. Cast me in. The sea is rough, tempestuous, raw. What shall we do? Cast me in. The Lord Jesus Christ, in Isaiah chapter 53, let me read this to you. Verse 5, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes were healed. What shall we do? The seas, we're going down. What's it going to take? What's it going to take that the sea would be calm toward us? Jonah says, only one way. You're going to have to throw me in. Jonah gave himself up to still that sea. The Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself to still the storm of God's wrath against the sin of His elect. The way of safety for the elect sinner is found in the sacrifice of Christ for him. Man needs a substitute. This sea is too mighty for me. The wrath of God is too much for me. I can't satisfy Him. What's it going to take? The storm was because of Jonah's own disobedience. Jonah had disobeyed God. Why is God angry with every man? Born in Adam, He's angry with the wicked every day. Why? It's because man is disobedient. He's a sinner and a rebel against God. But the Lord Jesus Christ, though He was personally innocent, was made to be sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Christ Himself took upon Himself the guilt of all His people. It was charged to Him. What are we going to do, Jonah, that the storm may be calm to us? He said, cast me in. What's it going to take that the storm of God's wrath be calmed against God's elect, God's people? What? Christ would have to be made sin. He'd have to take upon Himself their guilt and stand before Almighty God on that cross, hang on that cross, as their substitute. Sin, their sin would be on Him. He would take their place. He'd die for them. Nevertheless, verse 13, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea was rough and tempestuous against them. Though God Almighty has revealed Christ to be the only way of salvation, still man by nature attempts to merit safety from God's wrath by his own effort, but to no avail. What's it going to take? Jonah, what are we going to have to do? Throw me in. Oh, let's row harder. Maybe we can do it. Maybe there's another way. Maybe we can bypass. Maybe we don't have to throw you in. Maybe we can get this boat to shore on our own effort. They rowed harder, but to no avail. Christ said, I am the way. I'm the way. I'm the way. I am the way. I'm the truth. No man comes to the Father but by me. They rowed harder. No avail. By the deeds of the law, by the deeds of a man's own efforts, no man going to be justified before God. Wherefore, now look at this. Now before, the Scripture says that these men, you know, they look back in verse 5. It says, when the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his... You see that word God there? Little g. Cried unto the God of their imagination. Now look at this in verse 14. Wherefore, they cried unto the Lord. And it's what they said. They said, we beseech thee, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life. Lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. Jonah had told them. He said, this is who I am, a Hebrew. I fear the Lord. This is who He is. Set forth. This is the God that I serve. This is who He is. He's God. He's God. This sea right here, He sent this. I've been disobedient. This is the Lord. And it said those mariners cried unto the Lord. Now they cried unto the Lord. Now we see the effect of one made to behold his own inability. They tried as hard as they could. What's it going to take? Throw me in. Let's roll. They couldn't do it. They found out that God Almighty brought them to their own end, brought them to see something of themselves and to realize we can't. They cried unto the Lord. They cried unto the one that Jonah had set forth back in verse 9 when he said, I'm a Hebrew, I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Jonah preached to them, and they heard the gospel. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Power of God unto salvation. Who knows? God Almighty might be pleased today to call one of His own out of darkness into Himself. These men, they'd been praying to the God of their imagination. Now they called unto the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And they prayed to the Lord and they said, we beseech you, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute guilt. Won't charge with sin, Lord. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. By nature, we know what we are. They confessed Him to be the Almighty. O Lord, that last part of verse 14, Thou hast done as it pleased Thee. Lord, You're God. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. He doeth as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. Who stays His hand? Who could stay His hand? Who says to Him, what doest thou? You've done what pleased You. They confessed Him to be God Almighty. They traced all these things to God's sovereign will. That's what Romans 8:28 says. All things work together for good. I mean, that was probably a pretty rough storm. I don't doubt it. Maybe you're going through some rough storms. I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you this, that God Almighty would send that storm. Picture of His wrath. But I tell you, that storm was the means, because Jonah preached to him, said, this is why this happened. Preached to him, and God called these men out of darkness. Revealed Himself to them. Lord, You are who You say You are. They cried unto the Lord. It was a plea of sincerity. Jeremiah 29:13 says, You shall seek Me and find Me when you search Me. Search for Me with all thine heart. Man's got to have a heart given to him to search for the Lord with all of his heart. By nature, man's not going to do that. Leave these men to themselves. You think they'd have done that? Verse 15, So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. Now look at this. And the sea ceased from a raging. This was a sacrifice. Picture of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin was the problem. Rebellion as a problem. Jonah, a picture of the propitiation. I don't know of a better, clearer picture. The propitiation means the satisfaction. Paul says Christ is our propitiation. He is our satisfaction. He satisfied God. Obeyed His law, satisfied God's wrath against sin. The soul that sinneth is going to die. Christ was made to be sin. Paid our debt. Our satisfaction before God. They cast Him forth. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down His own life. I laid down my life for the sheep. And the sea of God's wrath was ceased. Calm. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. That sacrifice was offered for the safety of others, a ransom for many. And after that sacrifice, the sea ceased. God Almighty, sure, He is sovereign over the elements, but when Christ Himself, a picture of who Jonah is right here, the picture of Christ, Christ Himself said, it is finished. They threw Jonah in, it was over. The sea was calm. When Christ said, it is finished, God's wrath toward His elect, over, satisfied. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. What type of sacrifice they made, I don't really know. But I can tell you, I know that here we see the evidence of new life. God had crossed their path with the gospel. A storm was sent. And truly, it did work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. These men forsook their former idolatry before they prayed unto their God, little g-o-d. And now they called upon the Lord in sincerity. They feared the Lord exceedingly, the Scripture says. No record is found here of returning to their former ways after the sea was over. Normally, you let a man or woman go through, you know, some tough times and make all these promises to God. You know, I'll do this and I'll do that and I promise I'll do this. Well, here, the sea ceased. And no records found of that. They sacrificed unto the Lord. Probably the sacrifice of praise, for sure. Whether or not it, I don't know what kind of sacrifice. But I'll tell you this, God's people offer a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for His marvelous deliverance. They think upon Him, and in their heart, they say, Lord, in myself, I know what I deserve. Lord, if You'd left me to myself, I'd have paid my own fare, I thought. I'd have found me a ship that probably looked pretty good. I've been going right on in rebellion, just fleeing from God. Oh, Lord, in Your mercy, like a mighty wind, You sent the Spirit. Spirit of God to me, the shipmaster, came and said, "Arise, O sleeper, call upon God." And he did. What's going to take? There's going to have to be a substitute. There's going to have to be an offering for sin. Lord, reveal that. Christ made an offering. Satisfaction. The sea of God's wrath. Men, women that see Him, that hold Him, a sacrifice unto Him with the sacrifice of their lips. What are we going to give Him? Oh, to say, "Lord, thank You. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for what You've done for me. Thank You that You didn't leave me to myself. Thank You that You didn't allow me to continue fleeing in rebellion. I was going to hell just as fast as I could." And He said, "Stop him. Stop him. I'm going down to the pit." Why? I found a ransom. I found a sacrifice. Christ. Christ, our sacrifice. Christ, our hope. Christ, our propitiation. Christ, our satisfaction. Our Father, thank You for this time that You've given us to come together and consider. Lord, as You said, there'd be no sign given, the sign of the prophet Jonah. Lord, how we behold, oh, the wonder of Your marvelous grace, substitute. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, personally innocent, who was made to be sin, to die in our stead, to honor You, to bring honor to You in the redemption of those that You'd given Him. Forgive us where we failed You, for Christ's sake. Amen.